A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
Yeah, that's right. It is time for One Conspiracy and a Lie, the number one conspiracy theory podcast on the internet right now.
We don't actually know.
No, I know. There's a few other more popular ones, but we don't want to name drop them. We're not friends with them.
I don't even know what they are.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Have you looked for other ones?
Yeah, there's a couple really good ones, actually.
Oh.
Yes, yeah, so we
give them a call.
We need them to name drop us. You know what I mean?
No kidding. That needs to go the other way.
Yeah,
so totally. That douchebag over there is Gunner. My name is Devin.
Yep.
And we play a fun little game called One Conspiracy and a Lie, where Gunner makes up one conspiracy theory from your head.
Yeah.
From that crazy space between your ears.
Crazy space, man. You don't want to get involved in that.
And the other one is an actual conspiracy theory that is out there.
Now, I do have to say, I got some good bullshit we'll get to a little bit later, but what's the current score? Because you're keeping track, and this, I believe, is episode 20 that we're doing right now.
This is.
Wow.
Congratulations to us.
Wow, no kidding. We made it to 20 episodes.
20 episodes. The score is 11, me, and you have 8.
Okay, so I'm catching up. I'm closing the gap.
You are catching up. I was way behind last time.
Well, the thing is,
I was way ahead. You've won a few weeks in a row.
Well, the thing is, there was a lot of pressure on me when we started this off, and I didn't fully understand the game at first, but then...
No, you were just, like, adamantly ignoring my rules.
Yeah, and then I fell into a groove, and I got the groove down. I know exactly how to win this game now.
Yeah, because every time I beat you, I told you what your tell was, like how I knew which one was the lie.
Yep.
Because I wanted to make it more challenging. So now we have way more, it's going to be way more of a chance of back and forth.
Oh, exactly. And I'm going to catch up. I'm going to win this game in the end.
What's winning? We haven't really set up what those guidelines look like.
Well, if we make it to
what's the end point?
Well, the end point is like when we hit 1,000 episodes and I'm winning 800 to 200. You know what I mean?
1,000 episodes.
Hey, man, I got plans for this. We're going to make a bunch of money.
Do you know how many years that is?
Don't worry about the years. We can bust these. Well, no, I can't bust out multiple ones of these in a day because, man, coming up with these conspiracy theories sometimes takes like a hot minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, we're not. We put the podcast out once a week.
Once a week. Yeah. Daily would be a lot of work for me.
Yeah. So we're glad that you're here. We're glad you're listening.
Absolutely. Where can they find us?
Nonsense.
Where can they find us on the internet?
At One Conspiracy and a Lie, Facebook and Instagram. And of course, you should head on over to those two. Click follow. And subscribe to our channels, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure to leave us a review, so I'm not the only one who did that on Apple.
Yeah, Gunner. We have one review. It is from Gunner.
Yeah, it's from me.
So if you are listening...
I didn't know my name was going to show up,
If you're listening, go leave us a review because it's the cool thing to do. We're also... We have a new place we're going to be now, too.
Yeah, SparksRadio.com. Yeah.
Super exciting. Our buddy Sparks out of Vegas.
Yeah.
We're going to be on his podcasting stream, so you can listen to us on SparksRadio.com.
Yeah, it's going to be good over there. I'm very excited about that. But
which is awesome.
Before we get to my bullshit, you got a whole list of conspiracy news of the week. I'm excited because it's one of our favorite topics.
This is UFOs. So last week we talked about some UFO stories. And I love this because there's so many different angles that you can talk about.
Yeah.
And last week we said we were asking what happened to some of these people. And we're like, wait a minute, I have no idea. So I have a list of people that have been abducted.
Oh, sweet.
And their stories. And this list, first off, I put this on our Instagram and our Facebook page yesterday when I was going through and finding all this information. So I put the link to the actual news article that has all of this stuff. So you can go over there and look at it because I have 5 on this list, but there were so many.
Yeah. And see, here's the deal. I mean, I even said it last week. I don't understand why I'm not good enough to get abducted by an alien. Like, I'm not good enough. You know what I'm saying? I want to be abducted so I can tell you the story of what happened.
I mean, those surrounding you aren't surprised.
Oh, come on.
By that, in any respect.
I don't know. They want a little bit of, it's like ice cream. They want a little bit of every flavor. You know what I'm saying? They might need some Gunner flavor. I don't know.
I don't think that's real.
I don't even know what they do, but I want to find out and I'll let you know.
All right. So we're going to talk about, I've got a few stories for people who've been abducted. So we have to start with the oldest abduction story.
Okay.
This is September 19th. 1961.
That's okay. The oldest one?
The oldest, not the oldest sighting or anything, the oldest story of abduction.
Like reported abduction.
Yep,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah. And so this is this couple, it's Barney and Betty Hill.
Okay.
Very famous because they're the first reported, like, on record abduction.
Okay. So what happened to them?
So they're in rural Maine and they're driving home and they see, so this is super similar to every story. Like, if you watched episode 5 of the new Unsolved Mysteries series on Netflix, I think it's Netflix.
Yeah, it is Netflix, but I've yet to watch it.
They have the Berkshire UFO, the UFO stories.
Yeah.
And if you listen to it, these people don't know each other. They're all across East Coast, and their stories are all pretty much exactly the same, which is crazy. And it doesn't stop there. Barney and Betty Hill, similar too. They're driving home. There's a bright white light behind them, following their car, and then all of a sudden there's nothing. They have 2 hours of completely unaccounted time.
Okay, but were they like out drinking and partying and like, no, they blacked out a little bit?
No, not at all.
So what happened? How did they describe what happened? Like, did they go up into an alien spacecraft, or they just don't know?
So their time is completely unaccounted for. Like, they've started to remember bits and bits here and there.
Sure.
And that's about it. But a couple of other stories have way more details.
Okay.
Which some of them that have, the last one, the one that I saved for last, is like the most outrageous.
Yeah.
Because I have a really hard time believing that this is real.
Okay, I can't wait to get to that.
So that one, the Barney and Betty Hill one, is pretty basic.
Yeah, it's basic, and it's not specific at all. So you literally, somebody could have like beaten them up on the side of the road and they had concussions. I don't know.
No, they were in their car driving. They saw this white light and then their time is just unaccounted for.
That's scary. I don't know what happened there. I don't know about the hills.
And then, okay, so they get a little bit more crazy as you go. So the next one is the Allagash abduction.
Okay.
1976, four friends went camping. They're out camping during the day and at night they decide to take a canoe ride.
No, you never get in the canoe at night. Mm-mm.
Which, okay, as I was reading that, I was like, have you not watched enough horror movies?
I know.
You don't go on the water at night.
No, because
especially in a canoe.
All of a sudden a monster alligator or a giant megalodon is going to pop up and eat you and you didn't even know there was a megalodon in that lake.
Yeah. Exactly what I was thinking.
Exactly what you were thinking, yeah.
No, I'm thinking of all these like murder mysteries where it's
somebody
like,
chucks an axe at your
face. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, just split you right in half. I mean, that's the kind of shit that I was leaning towards.
Megalodons.
Not a megalodon. How the hell did we get there?
I don't know. You know, left turns all day.
Yeah, so similar, exact same situation. They saw a white light, they heard buzzing, and then they have lost time for like 3 hours.
But see, I want to know, like, what was the frame of mind when this all happened? Like, were they're camping, they're in the wilderness, it's nighttime, are they on mushrooms? I don't know.
I mean, okay, so this story specifically did not mention that. However, there's been some stories I've heard of, quite a few stories, actually. There's one of my favorite podcasters has a podcast on like the supernatural.
Yeah.
And they talk about this. And one of the, you know, she has a bunch of stories about how things like that happen. And they're camping and it all happens like in a similar situation. And they don't admit that they're doing drugs right away. And then eventually they admit that they are. However, I don't know. This situation is so similar to other people who aren't doing drugs.
Well, it's like the time I did mushrooms when I was like 19. I'm not ashamed to say it. I only did it once. I hated it.
Yeah.
I got trapped in a porta potty for 45 minutes and couldn't figure out how to get out. And I could have then gone and said I got abducted and I was on a spaceship for 45 minutes. I couldn't figure out how to get out. Guess what? I just accidentally locked it. All I had to do was unlock it. That's it.
Oh my God, I've got lost time.
Yeah.
45 minutes gone.
You don't ever want to be stuck in a porta potty for 45 minutes, dude. It sucks.
No. Oh God, I don't want to be in a porta potty for 45 seconds.
No, it was terrible.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
I started crying. I'm not going
to
lie.
Oh, okay, so the next one. So now they start to get more specific with actual occurrences.
This is what I want.
Okay, so Pascagoula.
Okay, what up, Gula?
Pascagoula, it's a place, I'm assuming.
Oh, I thought
abduction.
That was
no.
That's why I said, what up, Gula?
No, that's definitely a city.
Okay.
In 1973, two coworkers left for the weekend and went fishing.
Okay.
Okay, so they're out fishing and it's getting to be evening. It's not dark yet, okay, but it's evening time. They start hearing a buzzing and they're very confused.
Okay.
And they're like, okay, whatever. It's got to be like, you hear it, you always hear it coming from like the power lines and stuff like that.
Sure.
But then it starts getting louder and they start seeing a white light.
Okay.
Same thing, very similar story with the like, it's brighter and brighter. Well, this one, they say they actually saw three humanoid creatures.
Oh God.
Okay. They see these creatures. They see the spear shaped object in the sky. They see these three creatures and the three creatures actually dragged them onto this ship. They say that they were on there for, they think, about 20 minutes. And then when they were done with whatever they were doing, they were levitated back to the shore.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, so here's how I interpret that story. Okay. Okay, I hear two coworkers go fishing, right?
Yeah.
And then they have this this time they can't really account for, but they have this story, right?
Yeah.
So is this a situation where, let's say I'm just gonna throw this out there. I'm gonna cheat on my wife, right? And she's asking where I'm at for 2 hours, and then I toss out, well, you know, me and Dev, we were like hanging out in the park, and then like all of a sudden a spaceship came down, and we saw a bright light, and they levitated us up into the thing, the creatures. Like, is this how people just like use it? Are they using it as an excuse to like bang each other?
So not normal people. You, yes, because everyone who knows you knows that you are super dramatic. So if you were ever to cheat on your wife,
yeah,
your story wouldn't just be like, no, like just out fishing with some buddies. You would have some like crazy dramatic, like I was abducted and no, this really happened. I seriously think if anything bad ever actually happens to you, no one's gonna believe you because you are the boy who cried wolf.
Fuck off.
Over.
This is why.
And over.
This is why.
And over. The, and over. And over.
No. This is why the one time
over.
I broke my leg and you were there, nobody believed me. I broke my leg. I broke my leg in two places and everybody was there and everybody's like, nah, dude, you're a dickhead. You didn't break your leg. And I broke
nobody
my leg.
Nobody believes you because you make that shit up on a daily basis.
Well, I mean,
we ended up going to another bar and then it turns out you had to have your leg in like a cast for 3 weeks.
It was 3 months.
3 months.
3 months. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It was a bad time for me.
Yeah. But nobody believed you because that's just like who you are as a person.
I'm going to go get abducted today and see if anybody cares. Okay.
So the next one, this one is just short and sweet. These last couple.
Yeah.
But if you go to our Instagram and Facebook and check out this article. Also, if you go check out this article and you don't give us a like, you're a dickhead.
Yeah. You're a dick. Total dick.
Whatever. Just do it.
Yeah. Just do it.
In this article, it actually shows the conversation between the people and the police or the people and their doctors. Like, there's actual transcripts in there of these people and their recollections, like, verbatim.
So, if you get abducted, let's say, by aliens or some shit, you're supposed to call the police? That's what you do?
Well, a lot of people did because they didn't know what they saw.
You file a police report against the aliens?
I don't know. In one of these, the guy said, I don't want to be here. I need to see a doctor.
Well, yeah, probably. I mean, you don't know what was shoved in there, bro.
Yeah. So the next one, Jesse Long, he said he's actually been abducted many times, many as 10.
10 times. Why is that guy so special?
His first time was when he was 5 years old.
What?
And then underneath this, there is multiple people who say they have been abducted multiple times over the course of their lives, and they think that they're being like watched and these aliens are taking blood samples. There was one story, a guy who said that he, and we'll get into this kind of with the next one, but there was some saying that they like extracted his like DNA and to create a baby that was half human, half alien.
No shit.
That's a real thing. And then in this last story that we'll go over, this guy's name, Antonio Villas Boas.
Okay, Boas.
From Brazil.
Okay.
Now, he also said, this is the most outrageous one.
Yeah.
He said a humanoid creature, okay, same type of situation, for the buzzing, the bright white light, he saw the sphere-shaped ship, and then a humanoid creature came and drug him onto the ship. They took blood samples. They were doing a bunch of testing and stuff like that. And then he described these humanoid creatures as being tall, slim, and blonde. And they looked human, but like not human, like off a little bit.
Yeah.
So they weren't like the typical alien look, I guess.
Yeah, because when you think of the typical alien look, you think, oh, the giant head, the big eyes, slim body, gray in appearance, right?
Which is a good thing, because then he claims a female humanoid came into the room and had sex with him.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm not going to lie. Let's say a female humanoid, honey, is coming up to me and like trying to rub my leg a little bit. I'm not going to say no. Is it cheating if it's an alien? I don't know.
I have no idea. That would be some crazy type of hall pass.
No kidding.
Right?
Let me ask you this. Okay, let's say all this shit is real. All the, which I am... I love the alien stuff, but I mean, people getting abducted and stuff. But it's part of it makes sense because I understand the medical side of it where they want to do blood work and clone people and stuff. Yeah. That all makes sense to me, right? I could see that.
Yeah.
But let's say you got abducted, right? Let's say you're hanging out in your backyard. All of a sudden you see the bright light, you hear the zooms or whatever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, here you go, getting dragged down to the ship. Do you as a person tell somebody or do you just keep that quiet because you know everybody's going to think you're crazy?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, that's why a lot of people, when we talked about like the most famous UFO place, like where sightings happened down in Mississippi, I think.
Yeah, it was Mississippi.
That's why when you go to that town now, nobody wants to talk about it because they said if they knew what a ruckus this was going to cause, they never would have told people.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
So I don't know. I mean, do you want to be that person who's insane? I would think I was insane. I'd probably have myself committed if I thought I'd been abducted.
Well, and the thing is, I feel like even if I told you, like, hey, man, last night I was hanging outside and all of a sudden that bright light came and I was abducted, I don't think you would even believe me. I think you would just assume I was lying to you.
If it was you, absolutely. But there's people in my life that if that happened... there's some people I'd have to take seriously.
Oh my God. I just want to get abducted one time so I know what it feels like. Just to
go outside, do a little alien rain dance and let them know.
I'm not sure that's how that works, but you know, if it does.
But how do you know that's not how it works?
I'm going to go down a deep dive on YouTube to figure out how to get abducted.
Yeah, how you connect with aliens.
How to connect with aliens. Yeah. I love that.
Great. If you find out, put it over on our social media.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you get abducted or if you have been abducted, you call us, you hit us up on social media. We want you on the show.
Oh, yeah.
We need an alien abduction survivor on the show. Or expert,
if you know somebody.
Oh, my God. That is fascinating shit. And why am I not good enough? I don't get it. We're not good enough to get abducted.
It's not that complicated.
I have blood like everybody else. I can have a little bit. I'll give them samples of everything they want. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, just.
You've already got enough kids.
Yeah. I don't have an alien kid, though.
Right.
I wouldn't have to raise that one.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Sure. Sorry, Katie. I had sex with an alien last night.
Oh my gosh. She'd probably think that was cool.
Yeah, she probably would. She'd be like, oh, describe it. And then I would, you know, maybe turn her on, get her pregnant again. Anyway, that's some good shit to chew on.
Yeah, let's move on. But go over to Instagram and Facebook and look at the full article because all of those full stories, and we only went over five of 20 plus stories.
No shit. That's some good stuff right there.
Yeah, they're awesome. So
it makes me question everything. Anyway, that's some good stuff right there, Dev. I got my bullshit over here. One is a conspiracy theory that I found on the internet earlier today. The other one I completely made up. You get to determine which is which. And what's the score again right now? Because we're keeping track.
11-8.
So I only have 8 points. You have 11. So you've done better than I have as of now. But I'm starting to catch up here, which I'm very excited about.
All right.
All right. So my first story today is called the first CIA operatives. Okay. The first CIA operatives. All right. The CIA has been an organization since September of 1947. They were founded so they could go into other countries secretly and spy on other government officials. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that the first agents of the group were not human. The CIA hired animal experts to train pigeons, ravens, and cats to sneak into highly classified areas and report back their findings.
Okay.
How the fuck do you train a cat?
I'm sorry, pigeons and cats?
Yeah, they trained them, I guess. Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
It's a pretty dumb one,
and that's probably not a real thing.
I don't know. We'll find out. Anyway, the other one I have today is called the Moon Diamonds, okay? The Moon Diamonds.
Okay.
With private companies attempting to start new space race and publicly attempting to get to Mars, there's another reason why companies like Boeing and SpaceX are really racing into orbit. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that the Apollo 12 mission...
They're all long-running.
They're long-running. They have to be long-running. Okay, yeah, there's a long-running...
Why can't there be new ones?
Well, I don't know about new ones. I didn't Google new ones today.
Okay.
There's a long running conspiracy theory that the Apollo 12 mission in 1969 discovered large mountains on the surface of the moon that had diamonds that were taller than any of the astronauts, so they were unable to be removed with the tools that they had. The reported worth of the diamonds are valued at over $2 trillion.
Wow, could you imagine?
No, I know. Well, I don't know. That's the moon diamonds.
Mm.
That's bullshit you get to deal with today.
Yeah. Ever since I started telling you what your tells are, which I never should have done, this has gotten so much. Now I'm literally going with my gut decision.
Yeah. You know what? You never should have told me anything because you would have won this game all day, every day.
Oh, yeah. And now, absolutely. And it's not fun that way, though.
No, it's not fun. It's way more fun this way because now I know how to do it.
Yeah.
So what do you think here?
Okay. I think between the first CIA ops were fucking pigeons.
I don't even know.
And the moon diamonds.
The moon diamonds.
I think you made up the first CIA ops were fucking pigeons.
You think I made up the first CIA operatives were fucking pigeons.
Yeah.
The one I made up today was the moon diamonds.
No.
Yes, I did. I made up the moon diamonds.
Stop it.
Apparently, and I read this, I have it pulled up on my computer in my office. You can see it. They were training cats, pigeons, and ravens to be the first operatives for the CIA to spy.
Wow.
And the cats would actually come back and they would like put their paws down. It's fucked up. There's no way it worked.
Wow.
I bet a lot of cats got murdered.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, shit, if I see a cat walking in, I'm like, that thing's a fucking spy right now.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I think it's weird.
Like, I think you're cheating.
I'm not. How am I cheating?
I think you, because you are known for cheating.
I'm not.
That's a real thing.
I've not cheated once in this game.
I think you are. I think you're taking two fake stories or two real ones. Nope. I think you're cheating.
No, I'm not cheating. I'll pull up. We can go in my office right after this is over, and I will. I literally Googled moon diamonds to see if there's anything out there about that. Couldn't find a single thing. Because I'm like, okay, I feel like if I do moon diamonds, that's a thing that would maybe exist on the moon. I have no idea.
Sure.
Nothing popped up, so I knew for a fact that was a fair game. And then I was all over the map on what the real one would be. I was like Googling zoo conspiracies, animal conspiracy, and then I came across the CIA and the fucking cats. I'm like, yeah. Oh, she'll think I made up the cats.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not cheating. I'm putting a lot of work into this shit.
Congratulations.
Yeah, 11
That's
to 9.
Like 4 weeks in a row.
I know, I'm kicking ass and taking names.
Wow. All right. Well, to keep up with our shenanigans, follow us at One Conspiracy and a Lie, Facebook, Instagram, Apple Podcasts. We're now on sparksradio.com.
Yeah, check that out. There's some good shit over there.
Yeah, all over the place. And wherever else you get your podcast, I guess. I don't know. Where do you put us?
Dude, we're everywhere. It doesn't matter. If you want to listen to a podcast, just type the shit in. You'll find it. You'll listen to
Perfect.
This. And listen to all of our old episodes, too, because hours worth of shenanigans. You know, hours.
There's some crazy shit in those backlogs.
Oh, yeah.
We got a message from somebody who said they just found the podcast and they went back and listened to all of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that would actually be kind of interesting to start with one and work your way up to 20.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm telling you.
Because there were some fights.
Oh, yeah.
When you were not playing with the rules.
Yeah, now I play with the rules and I'm winning the game now. I'm turning this around real quick. So congratulations to me.
Yeah, well, whatever. Well, I need to figure out what this is. I think you're cheating because I'm really struggling with the fact that you've won this many weeks in a row.
I know, you're so competitive, you can't even believe it, but I just figured out how to do it. And like I told you, real quick, I read the conspiracy that I find online and I rewrite it in my own words. I'm not copying, pasting it. So you can't tell which is which because I'm writing them exactly the same way.
I know. When you weren't doing that, it was a lot easier to tell.
It was a lot easier to tell.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, we'll be back next Friday. Of course, follow us on social media or you're kind of a dick.
Yeah, you're kind of a dick. Don't be a dick.
All right. Peace out, homies.
We'll see you.